Hello.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just calling to let you know that I saw that you had updated the payment on the website, so you're all good
yeah.
to go, just in case you were wondering if it went through.
Yeah. All it was is I had recently opened up a new business banking account, and I had that linked up to my personal checking, and I completely forgot. So what I did is I loaded my funds for my business account, but I forgot to switch over the card, so I just updated it.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah, sometimes people update it, and then they're worried. They're like, I don't know if it went through, so I thought I would just follow up with you and let you know that you're all good to go.
I also wanted to mention that last month my Facebook was down temporarily because I'm redoing it.
Oh,
and
okay. Is it
so I didn't
good
have
now?
Any
or?
Money going to, it will be this week, but I didn't have any of that $100 going towards my Facebook last month.
Okay,
so, I didn't
so
know
let
if
me
there's
tell.
Any way to like, you know, maybe add it towards, you know, once I get it up or towards Google. I don't, there's some other questions I had for you guys. I just didn't know who I'm supposed to speak with and I didn't have a time to call yet.
So it should absolutely, if you have an unused balance, it should roll over into this month. But what I'll do is I'll send the message over to that department just to be safe and tell them that,
yeah.
you know, hey, the Facebook was down last month. Please
yeah.
use the unused budget towards this month. So then you'll just
yeah.
get extra ads this month.
Awesome, because who knows, it may be, you know, $80, it may be, you know what I mean, I'm not sure exactly when it stopped, if they did use
yes.
any of it, but I know it was down for a little bit.
Yeah, no,
so,
I'm happy that you asked, because you have to make sure that you get, you know, the most budget and the bang for your buck. It usually happens
well, yeah.
automatically, but just to be safe, I'm going to send the message over anyway, you know, so that we can,
okay.
you know, dot the I's and cross the T's, so to speak.
I also wanted to mention one thing. I
yes.
used to deal with like a Thumbtack, Home Advisor, those places before I started using you guys.
Yes,
and,
okay.
you know, like those contracting lead companies and stuff like that. I no longer do. I don't need to. It's actually working out very well.
Oh, good.
Using
okay.
the Google. I just wanted to let you guys know that. So I don't think I've
gotten
a job
I love
call
that.
Yet that I haven't gotten. There may be one that I haven't gotten, but they're all very legitimate customers.
Yes.
Also, what I wanted to mention, is there anything that you guys offer as far as like, and you know, like advertising towards Google as well? Like
yes.
Google ads?
Because
I know Google does that, right?
Exactly. So we're a premier partner to Google, which means that we are certified to run Google ads. And how
awesome.
It works is we have a minimum budget of $300, so it's a little bit higher than the Facebook. But
okay.
what that we would do is we would set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. And the intention there is so that your ads stretch out throughout the whole month and that you never get an unexpected, you know, $1,000 bill at the end of the month. That won't happen because we put a cap on it. So
okay.
what happens is that every morning your ads will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. Okay. But
okay.
once people start clicking on you, so let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. After nine people click on you, you rotate off and somebody else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing. That's to prevent the budget from going, you know, into a rate where you're not expecting it. So, yeah, a lot of people like the Google ads because it's a, I'm sorry, go ahead, I'll explain
no,
that.
No, no, you finish, you go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to say a lot of people like the Google ads because you can run them wherever you want because your local listing on Google is tied into Crown Point, right? So you'll
yes,
be found
and
there
I like
and maybe
that.
Some of, yes. But let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's like, you know, 10 miles away or something that you're not
oh,
getting
yeah,
reached
absolutely.
To, right?
Yep.
So that's the nice thing about the Google ads is you can put them wherever you want without having an address there.
Okay, so I can kind of target the areas I want to set the ads for? Because where
yep,
I'm located
and I always, mm-hmm.
is a very good area as far as Crown Point's actually a very – where are you guys based out of?
We're in Southern California.
Okay, so you're not familiar with my area.
yeah,
entirely.
Not fully, no. Exactly.
So Crown Point is like the American family dream town. It's like, you know, they got all the, I mean, the football, all the mascots are the same. Everybody is involved. The school districts are top five in the state. It's like one of those, like, they have an actual pavilion built in the downtown square with the, like, an overhang with turf grass and a theater in it. So they do stuff like Halloween nights for the kids and put movies on. It's a really big, beautiful town. For like, it's middle class and up to the upper middle class. So there's a lot of variation there. But the town surrounding, so Crown Point itself is a great town to advertise in generally in the first place. But I do have some other ones that are really close that are some higher up gated communities as well.
That's why it might be worth it for you to add the Google ads, you know. Another option, I just had to check if it was available in your area because it's brand new. It's a program called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that before?
I have not.
Okay. So what it is it is a pay-per-lead program that Google just launched this year. It's not available in all areas and industries, but I just checked and it is available in your industry. The lead fee is a little bit high because probably you're in that all-American area, but the program is well worth it because it's called Google Guaranteed because Google would guarantee your work if you pass a background check. Up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you got a disgruntled client that wanted their money back after you've done service. I know that that doesn't happen because you have a really good reputation, but every now and then there's that one client. Yeah, exactly. So Google would actually, if it was, you know, a client complaining and wanting their money back, they would actually give you up to $2,000 of what they paid and, you know, refund that to the client. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you'd have to pass the background check. So what we charge is a one-time non-refundable $250 application fee. And then the application process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Because the program is very new, it's running more around the 4 week mark, okay? Once you're approved, the lead cost would be $145.33 per lead, and our minimum monthly budget is for 13 leads per month. So that program would run about
a small lead.
So,
does it depend by lead?
I think that maybe in your area, it's higher end jobs that it's generating. Cause usually I don't see a lead fee of $145 unless it's like a criminal defense attorney or something like that. But in your specific area, cause we have a little tool that we put the zip code in, the industry and the, and where you are, and they will show us what the lead cost is. And that's what it's coming up for your area. So it's something that's pretty cool also because let's say that there's a month that you go out of town. Maybe, you know, you go down to Florida for a couple of weeks and that month you only took on 2 leads. So the next month the unused budget will roll over and you only have to pay for the 2 leads. You wouldn't have to pay for the whole 13 leads the next month, right? If you have it shut off and you only take on a couple. So, it might be something worthwhile for you to try because the lead fee is so high. What I'll do
I am busy.
Yeah.
So, like, I do have work. So, is it something that, you know, my next question is, is Google Ads advertisement? See, I don't know if I need more lead fee type. I like that you're explaining that to me. I don't know if that's necessarily something that fits for me at the time. Because I don't think I need to pay for, I have a lot of work coming in.
If you have a lot of work, what I'll do is I'll send you an email on it. You can look at it. I don't think that you probably would be the best candidate for it if you have a lot of work already. And the local map optimization is already working very well for you, right? So what I would say,
the Google Ads, maybe, then, right?
Yeah, in that case, go back to plan A and put the Google Ads on, because you can go into those gated communities and areas where you're maybe not getting traction. And even for Crown Point, you could possibly have the Google Ad running in concurrent with your map listing, which means you have two spotlight positions on the first page, you know? And people like to see that. Right?
That's what I was more or less I was thinking was fitting for me. Since everything that we're doing originally is working, it sounds like my investment would be better from Facebook into Google Ads. Do you think that's true?
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I was reading the note from the technician about the Facebook. What were you saying?
Yeah, because I don't know if I've really received... I am getting some advertisement from the Facebook. Don't get me wrong. I am getting people asking me where I live. Some people are, I don't know how centrally located it is. Some people are far away. But I didn't know if that, I know that I'm getting all of my luck, if not all of my luck, from people just Google searching me now and seeing my reviews that I have now and then using me that way. So I was wondering if it sounds like maybe investing into the Google Ads, like you were mentioning, might be my next ticket to kind of broaden myself a little bit more, to continue getting a little bit more of what I'm already getting.
Yeah, and you can modify the package too. You can take the Facebook ads off and do the Google Ads, and then rather than paying $2.99 monthly and getting $100 worth of Facebook ads, you would pay $4.99 monthly, but you would get $300 worth of Google Ads.
That's what I'm thinking of doing.
But what I would like to do is get you to use your unused budget, because the what you just paid online has that fresh batch of 100, plus you have the other ones from last month. So what
I have a little bit, Facebook... Okay.
Yeah, the Facebook technician was telling me, client does have a new Facebook business page. Will they be adding us to it? So I think because it was down, maybe we had access to the old page and not the new one. So I'll send you the email. It's going to be the same process of when you added us at the first page.
Absolutely.
But I'll send you the email. Exactly, and then he's going to pick up where we left off, and he's going to start with that unused budget and then also the fresh batch for this month. So if you want to put the extra...
And then maybe just put a note in that once we start it, or how would I go about starting the next... What, should I just wait until
if you
want to
do the 300 of ads, I could do that now, and you can run that in concurrent with the Facebook. What I was suggesting is... Don't take the Facebook ads off until you get to use this budget. So for next month, your invoice would look like $5.99, but if you call us before your bill, we would take the $100 off and you would only be paying $4.99. But I don't want you to do that now, because I want you to use that budget. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What I would like, so what I would like to do is burn up all my Facebook ads. That way it also even gives me a chance to kind of pay attention to it, see what happens throughout the next month or whatever with what I have credited.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Then I'll go into the, with the next payment, I'll probably just start I'll probably just go right into the Google ads and without the Facebook. We'll burn the Facebook out, and once that's done.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's why I'm suggesting it that way. Because if you, let's say you tell me right now, like, hey, Tina, I'm going to do the 300 of Google Ads but take the Facebook off, then it's going to show that you don't have Facebook anymore, and I don't want that money that you've already spent to go down the toilet, you know?
Yep.
So let's just leave it at that. I can put a note in here that, you know, I can maybe follow up with you, in a month or so when that budget runs out, and then we'll see if you want to do the Google Ads then, okay?
Exactly, because do you think that your customers are having more success with Google Ads than Facebook? I'm sure it depends on business, what business it is.
Well, but it depends, because some people, they do extremely well with Facebook ads and they love them, and other people don't do well with them. So it depends on the area and the industry. But with the Google ads, I'll tell you, The benefit of the Google Ads is, again, you can target wherever you want with them, but also we say when you start them that they would go up when, you know, as little as 2 weeks, but I've had them go up on a special request in like 3 days before. So it's not like a big process like when you first started with the local, you know, you have to get PIN verified and add us as a manager, and then we have to do the optimization and the programming.
Yeah.
The Google Ads will go up very, very quickly, so people like that. The downside of the Google Ads is that you have to pay per click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, whether it's a competing company trying to drive your bill up. But Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and, you know, steal clients. And if it's a competitor that says, you know, I'm going to click on him 50 times so he gets charged 50 clicks, that won't happen. Google will recognize their IP address and see that it's malicious, and you won't get charged for it, right? But if it was a competing company on a one-off situation that just clicked on it and they're just nosy and they want to see what your ad looks like, then Google doesn't know that that's malicious, right? So that's the downside, but most people get so much new work off of it that they don't care if they get a click here and there that's kind of like a dud. They're still getting enough where it's working for them. You know what I mean?
All right. So sometimes you get calls that might just be advertisement, but a lot of times the majority of calls would be in, like, direct customers?
Exactly. Yeah, because on the Google Ads, we put a call to action, you know, for the best, you know, flooring contractor in the area, called Durham Construction Now or something.
Yeah.
So we'll put like a little call to action on it, which creates that buzz for a potential client to click on it as opposed to someone that's trying to sell you something. But once in a while, people, even customers do it. Sometimes we have a client that is doing Google Ads that goes on to the Google every day and checks if their ad's still running and clicks on it to see what it looks like. And I always tell people, don't click on it because money's coming out of the budget. If you want to see what the ad looks like, call us and we'll send it to you. But try not to click on it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Sometimes there's some wasted clicks here and there that, you know, are unnecessary. But I think it's a great program and that you'll absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, say, like, for instance, I have 9 clicks, and then in a day, I get 5, like, advertisement clicks, like someone trying to sell me something. Like, is there anything that Google does at all to maybe try, if it's, like, something, you know, if it's not the same person all the time, but if you're getting more of those kind of clicks, I mean, is there any, are you just kind of stuck paying for those?
Yeah, you're just kind of stuck paying for those, but I don't see that happen very often. You know, this isn't like a Home Advisor or an Angie Leads where those guys are like, you know, putting you on a directory. Cause I think that that's why a lot of scam calls come from those lead sources, is they'll put you on a directory, and scam companies can go on there and put, you know, contractors in Indiana, and they get like pages and pages of leads, and they just call through all of them. But with the Google pay-per-click ads, or the AdWords, if you will, it's not like a lead source for people. It's usually just a little call to action for a potential client. So there will be one-off situations where maybe, you know, someone clicks on it that's not intending to, you know, get your services. But most part, it's, you know, like I say, it's worthwhile where people will still like using them because they get a strong return on investment. You know, and it's a lot more cost effective too, based on what your lead fee would be through the Google Guaranteed. One thing I'll point out, if you ever want to try that program in the future, is that it's an exclusive lead program through Google. So if you get a client from that Google Guaranteed, it's not going to go to you and to 3 other guys. It comes exclusively to you. So that's one thing.
I do like that.
Oh, people love it. They're just like, we love this so much.
You're not fighting.
Exactly. And having to, you know, deal with a bunch of price shoppers that are just calling 6 contractors trying to get the cheapest rate, you know, and for you, who's your high end, you know, you're going to get the people that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping, you know?
All right.
So, yeah, so the action plan now is, yeah, try not to forget. I already sent you the email to add us as, you know, to the Facebook page.
Thank you very much.
So, Yeah, so go in and get that done, and then Kyle will, you know, start using that unused budget and the new budget, and then I'll call you in a month or so, and we can pick up where we're leaving off, okay?
Okay, yeah, and one thing, you know, because one of my best friends, he actually owns his own barber shop. So he was the one who told me Facebook was a good one to advertise on. And then, but I also can see how our industries are different, how having maybe like a barber shop would be so beneficial to be advertising, you know, through Facebook. You'd probably, because, I mean, you got to think of the amount of just friends you have, people you know and stuff like that, that would easily be like, okay, yeah, I'll use him to heck up my hair. That's a great way to advertise. So
That's nice about the Facebook ads, and you can track it this month, you know, once you add us and see what kind of clients you're getting. But the thing that's nice about it is that I'm sure you've already noticed that if you search for something online, chances are next time you go on your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that exact thing coming up. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for
Facebook business page will pop up.
Exactly. So that's how we run the Facebook ads, is they're already going online
I've seen it.
Right? Yep. And then now next time all of a sudden they're like, oh, Durham Custom Construction and Design. Wow, that looks nice. And you know, so that's the thing that I love about it. And I notice that myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like having no intention to, you know, get some unnecessary, like, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I need a new fence. I better call this guy. And you don't realize it, but it's because they're tracking what you're already looking for, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was with Thumbtack for, I think, 11 years. When I first started, I'm a union carpenter by trade. So when I was 18, right out of high school, I joined the Carpenter's Apprenticeship Program. So I did very high-end downtown work I'm 35 now, so almost 16, 17 years.
Okay,
January, I started full force my own business, which was a hard decision because I had a great job. I worked for the number one high-end, like, flooring company in the Midwest. We did the owner of the Chicago Cubs. We had Tom Ricketts House, a lot of celebrities and Disclosure stuff on downtown Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. So, but my wife, she's a nurse practitioner. So there was an opportunity for me to start my own business as well.
See. That's cool.
Yeah. But that being said, it's made it very possible. But I was working with Thumbtack at first for when I first started doing side work, like probably 10 years ago when I knew I wanted my own business. And that's when Thumbtack was kind of new. And Thumbtack, I will say, Home Advisor, I tried on January 1st when I started my business.
Yeah.
I did it, and I canceled it in like 2 weeks. They were begging me to give it a try. They even gave me free money. I tried it. I was like, this is horrible. I got one job, but it wasn't even worth it. I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. I hear that a lot about that program.
But Thumbtack, I actually did pretty well with. I passed the background check. I had a good profile, a lot of pictures, good reviews, stuff like that. But it was still kind of a pain when you're a certain caliber to even have to compete against some of these people that don't even that aren't even on your level.
Yeah.
So I've noticed with just doing the way I'm doing the last month or two, like especially 2 months, I'm getting decent calls. It's not a lot, but I'm getting more and more, it seems like. So
even
if I get two or three, I only have two guys, so I do get other work. I have so I do have my own personal referral. But I also, with this, I mean, I've gotten a couple big jobs where they're 2-3 weeks, you know, and they turn into a little bit more. So it's working out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you have a good infrastructure, and it sounds like you might even be, having an opportunity to grow, you know, because you have a couple of guys now.
I can definitely see that. I'm just trying to take my time, so.
Yeah, because there's a lot of hassle that comes with growing, too, and payroll and extra insurance, and I get that, too, you know. Yeah, I understand. So, I sent you also a little review generator email. You have an excellent 5-star rating on Google, but what Google likes to see is 5 positive reviews and you have 4. So that generator email will help you get another 5-star here and there, then hey, that helps you get even better performance, okay?
I just haven't even sat down. I have so many customers that I've done stuff for probably in the last like 3 months that I could literally just send that link to a bunch of people.
Yes.
So
what I would suggest with that, Robert, is if you have a ton of old customers that you could send it to, rather than sitting down and send it out like to 50 people at once, maybe just spread it out, send out 5 or 10 here and there, because that also looks suspicious to a client if there's a company you're looking at and they got 20 positive reviews all within a couple of days, and then since that they got nothing.
2 weeks,
right.
1 week,
exactly.
3 weeks, a couple months ago.
Yeah, then you look more valid. Because sometimes, it looks weird when someone gets like a bunch of positive reviews overnight and then all of a sudden it sucks. Yeah, because I told you that because you sounded like you were going to go gung-ho and go send it to everyone. I thought just send it out a couple at a time. It'll be much better.
Yeah, that works. I'll just pick 2 today and I'll send them out. That works.
There you go. Yeah, and then it's less on your plate, too. Rather than having to go and research a bunch of names, you can say, hey, these
exactly.
come to mind. I'll send it now, and then next time you can do it to the next couple, you know? So.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your week, too, Robert.
All right. You too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.